I was looking yesterday at the book of Luke, chapter 24, and we're just at the section. Jesus has been resurrected. 3 days are up. He's resurrected. He appeared to the two disciples who were walking on the road to Emmaus. They didn't recognize him. They spoke. He revealed all the things of the prophets from the very start to show who he was. And then he was going to keep going on. The two disciples stopped at Emmaus. They invited him to come. He broke bread, and when he broke bread, their eyes were open. There's a whole lot in that that we haven't even looked at. So he broke bread, their eyes were open, they recognized he was Jesus, and he disappeared from their sight. So these two disciples who had walked all the way from Emmaus, or from Jerusalem, to get to Emmaus, now turn around and head back to Jerusalem because they have this great news. It's the third day, and Jesus did arise, just as he said that he would. And they understand some things that the disciples didn't because they have the direct revelation of Jesus Christ as he revealed to them all the things of the Word, all the things of the prophets. So in this overwhelming joy, in this overwhelming glee, they hustle on back to Jerusalem so they can share this good news. They can share this insight. They can share with the disciples and those who are gathered with the disciples. They can share that Jesus, they have seen him, that he is alive. And they can share that understanding that they have also, that insight. So this is as we're reading. They come back to Jerusalem, to where the disciples are and those that are with them. And in verse number 36, it says, starting at verse number 36, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace unto you. This is very much very similar to what these two disciples saw as they were on the way to Emmaus, in the midst of them. You know, it says when they're on the way to Emmaus that Jesus was in the midst of them. So he's right there with them the whole time. And we see the same imagery here as they hustle back to Jerusalem to share the good news. And as they're sharing the good news, here is Jesus in the midst of them again. You know, the image this should bring up in our mind is all the time, even we don't realize it, Jesus is there with you. He's in the midst of whatever you're going through. Whatever your struggle might be today, whatever your discouragement, whatever your depression, whatever you're facing that seems like it's impossible, Jesus is right there in the midst with you. He's right there with you. The disciples couldn't see it. Even when the two disciples came back, it doesn't say it here in Luke, but in other gospel writers, it makes it clear that the disciples, when the two disciples came back and talked to the 11 and those who were gathered with them, it makes it really clear that as they were sharing what they saw, the disciples didn't believe it. They're still not believing that Jesus rose from the dead. They're not receiving. They're not believing that. That's the way we usually live our lives. We live our lives just being looking only at what we see in the natural and not realizing that the promises of Jesus Christ surround us. He is with us. He is in our midst every step of the way. There's never a time, never a moment that you walk alone. There's never a time, there's never a moment. And no matter what you face, you're never by yourself. He's always there with you. He's always there. So here he does. He shows up. He reveals himself as being right there in their midst. And he says, peace unto you. And we kind of looked at that a little bit yesterday. Then verse number 7 says, but they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. So here's how hard their hearts are. They're starting to rationalize. We talked about that yesterday. The natural mind, not understanding the things of the spiritual, makes rationalizations. They're thinking this must be a spirit because they watched Jesus die. So certainly this can't be Jesus. And then Jesus says to them in verse number 38, and he said unto them, why are you so troubled? And why do the thoughts arise in your hearts? Why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? Jesus is asking them, as he is asking us today, why are you troubled? Why are you troubled? Whatever you're facing today, whatever you're dealing with that seems like it's impossible, Jesus is saying the same thing to you today. Why are you troubled? Why are you letting your mind go to these places? Why are you allowing your mind to be filled with dread and worry and fear? Why are you allowing these thoughts into your head and in your mind? Why? Do you not see that I'm here in your midst? I'm here with you. I'm here and I've taken care of all things. Jesus would have been saying to these disciples and those who are gathered with them, I just gave my sacrifice. I was the sacrifice. I've defeated. Sin and death has been defeated. So I stand here with you as I always am. But I stand here with you having conquered sin and death. In other words, I have provided the victory for you at the cross. I provided the victory for you. The work is finished. I've provided everything that you need. It's all established for you. It's all yours. All established for you. And he's saying to them, as they're sitting there thinking, well, this must be a spirit. He's saying, this is me. Come, touch me, handle me. Feel me. Feel my hands and my feet. Feel where the nails were. See that this is flesh and bone. I'm here. I'm in your midst, as I always am. But I'm in your midst as the one who's provided the victory, as the returning victorious Savior, the one who's provided victory for all things. And so Jesus says to you the same thing. You know, here these disciples were, no matter what you're going through today, I'm not trying to compare things, but try to imagine, whatever you're facing today that seems hard, you know, maybe it's a legal battle that you're going through, and it's not going the direction that you wanted, and it doesn't seem fair, and it doesn't seem just. Maybe something's being taken away from you. Maybe it's a job that's being taken away from you. Maybe you're losing money somewhere. Maybe it's a marriage that seems to be dissolving, or a relationship with your children that's broken, or your body is getting reports from the doctors, and even giving you reports itself that it's not healthy, that's not working right. You can sit and you can be discouraged, and you can sit in the darkness and the glumness of your room with your head down and think, woe is me. And you know what? That's exactly what the disciples were doing. The disciples sat there, wherever they were at. They sat there, and everything, they had given up everything. They left all to follow after Jesus. And they saw the supernatural. They saw the demon-possessed set free. They saw those who were sick healed and restored. They saw the dead raised. They saw miracle after miracle after miracle. And they experienced the power of the words of Jesus and the teaching. They had given themselves to him, believing that he was the Son of God. Peter identified this. They did believe he was the Son of God. They just didn't understand and believe what he was doing. So they gave themselves totally to him. And all that they had invested, they invested themselves entirely into him. And in their minds, they were thinking he was going to conquer the Romans. He would be the victor. He would be the victor for Israel in a physical sense. What Jesus did was obviously so much more, because it's the spiritual victory. Spiritual victory provides for the physical victory. They were just looking for the physical victory, which would have had its limitations. But they didn't see that physical victory right away, and so they didn't understand. So they sat there disappointed because they had invested themselves entirely into Jesus, and then they watched him die. So think about how glum they had to be when Jesus appeared. Think about how downcast they had to be when Jesus appeared in their midst. Think about how discouraged they felt. Whatever you're facing today, it likely doesn't rival the disappointment, the confusion, the wonder, the questioning that those disciples felt when Jesus appeared to them. So you're not in an unfamiliar position. You're not in a boat all by yourself. You're in the same place. You can put yourself in the same place of this story that we're talking about today. Because they sat there, disappointed, discouraged, let down, frustrated, probably even a little angry, and heartbroken. And they'd given up. And they had given up. You can hear the words that they spoke. They had given up. How about you? Do those sound familiar to you? Whatever you're facing today, do you feel discouraged? Do you feel disappointed? Do you feel even angry? Are you heartbroken? Whatever you're facing today, it's the same thing these disciples were facing as they sat there. And even as these two disciples from Emmaus came in with all this joy, saying, hey, we've seen him. He's alive. We've seen him. We've spoken with him. And we understand things. He explained to us all the things of the prophets. And it all makes sense. And yet those disciples sat there and they didn't receive it. They denied it. They did not believe it. Ever been there? Ever been in the position where even though you hear testimonies and you hear great things, you don't believe it? You don't believe it for yourself. Sound familiar? Does it feel familiar? That's where the disciples were at. And then Jesus appears in their midst. In the midst of that, he appears and he says, just these three words, four words, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Jesus is basically saying, you know what? You're sitting here not realizing. You're sitting here glum. You're sitting here defeated. You're sitting here depressed. You're sitting here angry. You're sitting here heartbroken, not realizing that you have the victory. And I'm the evidence of the victory. And I am right here in your midst. If you can see that, if you can see that picture of the disciples sitting there discouraged and disheartened, and then Jesus appearing and saying, peace be unto you. The victory is yours. I've already provided it. Be at peace. If you can picture those disciples heartbroken sitting there, and then Jesus appearing to them, and all the things we're about to see, if you can picture that in your mind's eye, then you can picture that same thing is taking place in your situation, whatever you're facing. No matter how hopeless it feels, no matter how hopeless it has appeared for however long it has appeared hopeless, it doesn't matter. You're in the same position. You can picture yourself in that same place with the disciples. So then also picture yourself with Jesus standing right there and saying, hey, peace be unto you. Because what he was saying to the disciples is the same thing he's saying to you. Why so downcast? Why so discouraged? I stand here before you as one who has provided the victory. I stand here in your midst. You're not alone. And I stand here with you, and I bring with me the victory that you require. There's no reason for you to be discouraged. There's no reason for you to be overwhelmed or overcome. He's saying to you in your situation, listen to these words, and hear Jesus saying this to you in your situation, peace be unto you. And why does he say peace unto you? Because he knows that you're sitting there with the victory. Even though you can't see it, you're sitting there with the victory because Jesus is right there. He is the victory. He's right there. He's bringing the victory with you, with him, to you. The disciples couldn't see because they were still so frustrated. And you can't see it sometimes, and I can't see it sometimes because I'm frustrated and I'm caught up with what I see. So what else does Jesus say to them? He says, why are you so troubled? And why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? Jesus is saying to you, whatever you picture yourself sitting there, frustrated, discouraged, disheartened because of whatever you're facing that you're not seeing the victory in, then picture Jesus standing right there and saying, here I am. I'm right here in your midst as I always am. And he always is. And I stand here bringing the victory to you. So even though you can't see it, Jesus is saying to you, why so disheartened? Why so discouraged? Why do you allow these thoughts to arise in your mind? Jesus said to the disciples, why are you allowing these thoughts of doubt? Why are you allowing these thoughts of discouragement and defeat? Why do you allow them to enter into your mind? This is a choice that they made. And if you feel discouraged and if you feel overwhelmed today, Jesus is saying the same thing. He's speaking the same words to you. Why are you allowing these thoughts to enter into your mind? Your thoughts of discouragement, your thoughts of defeat, you can embrace them, you can dwell on them, you can think about them, you can play them over and over in your mind, and all it's going to do is continue to bring you discouragement, defeat, and it's going to dishearten you. Or you can hear the words of Jesus saying, why are you allowing these thoughts? And you might say, Todd, how? I can't stop thoughts. I can't stop thoughts from coming. Yes. Yes, you can. First of all, understand that Jesus wouldn't say, why are you allowing these thoughts, if he would not give you the power and the authority over those thoughts. So you can. Oh, I know it may not be our experience because it's hard for us to do, and we've never disciplined ourselves to do that. But whatever thoughts are entering into your mind, which are discouragement, which are defeat, which are disheartening, whatever those thoughts might be, you can eradicate them. You don't have to live with them. You don't have to sit there glum and defeated. You don't have to sit there overcome. You don't have to sit there with those thoughts haunting you in your mind. You don't have to. You can say, I give no place to those thoughts. When that discouragement and that defeat comes, when the disappointment and the doubt enters in, you can say, I give no place to those thoughts. I give no place in Jesus' name. I will not accept them. And you know what? Those thoughts flee. Don't say it's not possible. Try it. Don't say I don't think it's that easy. It is that easy. It is that easy. When those thoughts come, say, as Jesus did, as Jesus is instructing, give no place to those thoughts. Give no place to them. Jesus said, why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? Don't let them. Stop them. And then he says, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me to have. Jesus is saying, I'm real. I am real, and the victory is real. And if you have any doubt, come here and touch me. Come here and handle me. Come here. Handle me. And that's what it says in the Amplified Bible. He says, handle me. Jesus is saying, handle me. He's saying, take the word, read the word, be with me, spend time in the word. If you think that you can't handle those thoughts of discouragement and depression that you're feeling right now, if you think those things are too overwhelming and you're just stuck with them, if that's what you think, then Jesus has an answer for you there too. He says, here, come handle me. Handle the word, read the word, spend time in the word. When you spend time in the word, that's why it says in Romans, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you spend time in the word and you read the word, and you know what, if you're really discouraged, read the word and read it out loud. Because faith comes by hearing, hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you really feel overwhelmed and discouraged today, and you feel you can't get a handle and control on those thoughts, which the Bible tells us that we do control our thoughts, we can. Jesus is telling us right here. If you feel overwhelmed, then read the word and read the word out loud. And watch the encouragement stir inside of you, because Jesus is in your midst. I'm telling you that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is you're experiencing, whatever it is that you're feeling, whatever it is that feels like it has overwhelmed you and you've given up. I'm telling you, Jesus is right now, just like with these disciples. He's right now standing in your midst saying, here I am. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you because I've provided this victory. I'm standing here representing the victory that I've given to you. So even though you can't see it right now, you have to look at me and see that I am the victory. And that the circumstances will line up with that. And then when those thoughts enter into your mind that say, as it did for the disciples, it must be a spirit, it can't be real, I can't believe what I'm seeing. When those thoughts enter into your mind, you take authority over those thoughts and say, I give no place to those thoughts. In the name of Jesus, I give no place to those thoughts. And then see him, touch him, handle him, spend time in the word, speak the word, read the word out loud, and watch that as you're sitting there in that glum place, it's going to turn sunshiny and bright. Hope is going to arise and stir within you, and it's going to rise up inside of you. And all of that discouragement and all that depression just is just like, as that light fills, it just pushes it away. It ushers it out of where you're at. And you're sitting there filled with the hope and with the joy and with the thankful heart that says, thank you, Jesus, even before you see it. This is the example that we see as Jesus is speaking to those disciples. And the same thing is true for you. If you feel camaraderie, if you feel empathy, if you feel a kinship with what those disciples were feeling right then also feel and hear Jesus, as he spoke to them, he's speaking to you.